Blog Talk Radio.
You know what it is, right? Elder Primos on the Flow music. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think elder just extra? You think I do the most?
Yeah.
You wanna know how I know? Still you told me so.
They were
power preacher on the mic in the church flowing.
Yeah.
And got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. You just extra. You need to stop,
bruh.
He need to get out that prayer line
and get a job.
He ain't hearing from God
now.
He just being lazy. That's what he's smoking on. It got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen.
Write it down now.
Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember
this.
That I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
Ordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual or extra lyrical. You still hear me, yo. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He'll feel it. Nothing I do no more. It's fight the dough. Nothing I do no more. It's for the show. And this a free download. Can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the show. Start with it. Yup. So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down. Not to the top of me. Try to overthrow the bounce. That's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D. Because he got my back.
He do
an elder is weak. He picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I can wreck the track. I bet you rewind it.
I will.
And play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two.
Dang.
So you might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go.
Here we go.
Before I start the sermon, though, I had to let you know.
Word.
I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual. Or extra lyrical,
you just a radio.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Uh-huh.
I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
Tell me,
I'm just being ordinary.
And we about it up.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God on this morning. Amen. It is truly a blessing to be on the line this morning. Amen. Truly a blessing. Praise God to be in the presence of God on this morning. We want to thank everybody, amen, for choosing the Anointed Truth of Christ, hallelujah, morning show, hallelujah. I am Elder Andre Prevost, amen. This is the beautiful First Lady Aisha Prevost, praise God, and we are about to come forth with a word from the Lord on this morning. We want to thank everybody for calling in and tuning in. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on this morning for allowing us to come together in your name, Lord. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy this morning. Hallelujah, that's trying to prevent your word from coming forth. Hallelujah, we bind in those lives, amen, that are on their way to get to the line, but the enemy is trying to prevent them, hallelujah, from hearing this word, Lord. Hallelujah, we bind it, we rebuke it, and we cast it away right now.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to thank you once again, Lord, for being who you are, and as God all by yourself. Hallelujah, move in a mighty way on this morning. Hallelujah, Lord, we are open to receive your word. Hallelujah, fill us, hallelujah, with your word on this morning, with your virtue on this morning, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do, the revelation that you are about to give. And we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God on the night, on this morning. Praise God. It's truly a blessing. Amen. To be on the line on this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Before we get into the word, I want to open up the line just to see if we have anybody out there that has a testimony or a prayer request on this morning before we move forward with the word. Praise God. So the phone line is open. So is there one on the line this morning that has a testimony or a prayer request on this morning? Well, amen. Bless God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead. Amen. Praise God and get into the word of God on this morning. Praise God and jumping it off this morning. First Lady, amen. Praise God, will be starting us off this morning with the word. So, First Lady, amen. Let the Lord have his way. Praise God.
Amen. First of all, thank you, Father, for being in the middle. Father, we ask you to have your way in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. So, we're going to be talking about, we come out the book of Corinthians. It's going to be First Corinthians, and we're coming from chapter 3. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to be talking about the church of Corinth and what was exactly going on and what was the situation in the church of Corinth. We already know, you know, Paul, the writer of this book, and Paul, this is one of the churches that Paul went and preached to. And we don't know who Paul is. Paul is, you know, his name, his original name was called Saul. You know, he was, Paul was very, very, very religious. You know, he believed in God. You know, he had a zeal for God. He had a passion to do what he was doing. Even at the time, even though at the time he was killing off God's people, he was killing the Christians because he felt like that was the right thing to do. You know, it felt like, you know, when Jesus came that he was false. So anybody who believed and followed him, he persecuted them. Amen, hallelujah. This is who we're talking about today, is Paul, which name was Saul. But, you know, he had an encounter with God on the way to Damascus. And, you know, after he had that encounter with God, he repented of what he was doing, and he started serving Christ himself. The same Christ he was persecuting, he started serving. You know, he was knocked off his beast. You know, he was humbled. Amen, hallelujah. And then his eyes was open to see clearly what God was trying to do. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So today, of today, his name is Paul. He's not who he used to be. He's not that saint killer. He's not that saint killer, that the Christians killer no more. His life has truly changed. He is transformed. And, you know, his name represents that, his transformation. Amen, hallelujah. His name represents his newness in God. Amen, hallelujah. You know, I wanted to talk about Paul first, and I wanted to bring out who Paul was first because it is very important for what we're about to talk about today. So, Paul was, you know, he was very religious. He was even one of the leaders. What they call him?
Pharisees.
He was one of the Pharisees. He was very religious. He followed all the rules. You know, like I said, he had a zeal. But yet, even though he had good intentions and he felt like what he was doing was right, you know, God had to knock him off his beast, and you know, he changed his mind about what he was doing. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is one of the churches that Paul had went to, and let me back up real quick, and that just goes to show you, God can use anybody. God can change anybody. If God changed Paul, if God used Paul, God can use you also. Amen, hallelujah. We established he was a killer, but God used him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we have to be careful, you know, when we judging folks. Are we trying to dictate who's a Christian, who ain't a Christian? You know, God used Paul. Amen. Hallelujah. He had one of the biggest ministries out there. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, he take up like half of the New Testament. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how big Paul's ministry was. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about the Church of Corinth. The Church of Corinth, you know, the Church of Corinth was a town that Paul had went to. And, you know, this church, you know, it was full of people. They was very diverse people. You know, they had Chinese, Asians, and different types of races. Just like we have in the U.S. today, we have all different types of races, all different people are in different types of religion. This is what the place of Corinth was. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. They called it the melting pot because it was so cultural. Amen, mm-hmm. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But see, in the Church of Corinth, you know, Corinth, they had all these religions, but the Jewish religion was one of the biggest, dominant religions at that time. Amen, hallelujah, which is like up to date. The Christians, we're the dominant religion today. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. And Paul has came to this church, and he's talking to the Jews. And, you know, they in this church, they are split. They are divided. They have become divided over so many views and so many
doctrines.
Yeah, come confused over so many doctrines. You know, so they have became divided as a church. You know, they're supposed to be together, believing the same thing, worshiping the same thing, but they are divided. They are divided over many different views, many different doctrines, many different theologies. Amen, hallelujah. This is what we're dealing with in the Church of Corinth at this time. Amen, hallelujah. So Paul hearing this, and he comes to Corinth to see what the problem is. And that's what's going on today. You know, we as the Christians, we have a big group, a big religious group. You know, we all supposed to, you know, the religion itself supposed to represent, you know, we're supposed to be under Christ, all believing in Christ, all believing in what he done on the cross, but yet we are yet divided over many different views, you know, of what does the cross really mean? You know, whose spiritual gifts are the best? Who's the greatest? This and that and the other. We are divided as a church. Amen, hallelujah. Just like this, just Church of Corinth was divided. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. So I just laid out you the groundwork of what we was going to be talking about. Amen, hallelujah. Do you have anything to say before I go to? Okay, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Amen. So we're coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 1. He said, And our brethren could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. You know, Paul, he comes to them, and he's telling them, like, now he's like, first of all, he said, and our brethren, he's talking to his brothers. Who was his brothers? The Christians. The Christians, we all brothers and sisters in Christ. He's talking to us. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, I couldn't speak to you as spiritual. And you know, we as Christians, we're supposed to be spiritual people. We're supposed to be spiritual beings. We're supposed to come into recognition that we are spiritual beings. We are human spiritual beings experiencing a human life. But yet, Paul coming to them as a brother, he's like, I can't speak to you in the spiritual things. Amen, hallelujah. I have to come to you carnal because us as Christians, we are still in that carnal mind, that carnal mindset. Mm-hmm. Amen, hallelujah. Some of us, we are still thinking about the world. So if he was to talk to them in a spiritual aspect, they wouldn't get what he's saying. So he had to come to them carnal. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it goes on to say, Oh, he said, even as unto babes, he got to talk to you like you a baby. Amen, hallelujah. We should be grown. And we should be grown in the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. We should be more mature. You know, some of us, we've been in this for 12, 14, 13, 20 years. But we still are like babes. Amen, hallelujah. The Lord still has to come to us like we are 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. Because that's how we act. And we acting like babies. So he has to come to us like children. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it says, I have fed you with milk, not with meat. For hither ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able to bear it. for ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying, strife, divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. He said, I, there was a point of time, you know, when we first get in, when we get in, we have to be fed milk. Because when we first get into this, or we first come to God, we are like babies unto God. So he has to feed us milk. He has to nurture us. He has to protect us. Amen, hallelujah. You know how a parent protects a little child. When they first had a baby, the baby can't just start out eating meat. They can't start out eating steak, lobster, and chicken. They have to start out drinking milk because they are like babies. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. He said, I fed you milk, you know, and because you couldn't handle the meat yet. He said, now that you are mature enough to handle the meat, he said, you are mature enough to handle the big stuff, and he said, you still can't handle the meat yet. So he can't yet give you the meat yet because you are still like a babe. Amen, hallelujah. You at the maturity level to receive the meat, but yet he said your mind is still like a baby. Amen. He said, it's what did he say? Amen, hallelujah. He said, for whereas there is among you envying, strife, division, you, amen, hallelujah. Ain't that's how kids act. We fight, we argue, we in the beginning stages, we envy people. Oh, we want everything we see when we babies. Ain't that how we is when we was babies? We went over there, we touched, we put something in that plug, we didn't think nothing about it. We ain't thinking, oh, this gonna shock me. Hey, we ain't thinking, oh, this is gonna kill me. We doing every little thing as a baby. We see somebody over there with a juice, we want that juice. We don't see the badness of that juice, so we want that food. We don't see, there's something wrong with that food. We want everything we want as babies, you know. Even as we growing up, you know, we playing with our friends. We fight, we argue, we tiff attack because we are babies and we still learning. So when you in that baby stage, he has to give you that grace. Your parents had to give you that grace so you can be able to learn, so you have room to learn and grow. Amen, hallelujah. But yet, we are now mature in age, and we still acting like children as Christians. Amen, hallelujah. We still envying, we still arguing, going tit for tat. At the mature age, we should have been left those things behind. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. You got something to say?
Yeah, praise God, hallelujah. It's amazing the way Paul is talking to the Christians right now, because like she said, amen, he said, you old enough to be eating regular food right now, but you still on milk. It's almost like, It's saddening to Paul because he's saying it's so much more to this gospel. It's so much more to being a Christian. It's so much more to this walk than I just stop cussing or I don't cheat on my wife no more or I don't steal no more. It's so much more than just the law. It's so much more than just like she said, like it says, like envy, strife, divisions. Praise God. It started out with one church And now we have all, we have the Baptist Church, we have the Methodist Church, we have the Church of God in Christ, we got the Apostolic Church, hallelujah. We got all these different churches, praise God, hallelujah. All these different divisions have come, amen, because of disagreements, hallelujah, between each other. And it's sad, it's sad. If we could get, he said, ye are yet carnal. Amen. And then when he gets to explaining how he says about the strife and the divisions, he said, are ye not carnal? He called them carnal, then asked the question. Hallelujah. Amen. Like, it's almost like saying you're a liar. When you said that you were at the store, you weren't at the store. Is this not a lie? He's saying, hey, amen, you're a carnal person. You should be spiritual by now.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, amen. You're too busy focused on, you're still focused on material things. Hallelujah, amen. You aren't laying your treasure in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, amen. You're not seeking after God and his righteousness. Hallelujah, amen. Instead, you've taken what was going on in your life in the world, amen, and brought it into the church. Hallelujah. If you were competitive in the world, now you're competitive in the church. Now you want to be the best deacon. Hallelujah. The best preacher. Hallelujah. You want to be the best organist. Hallelujah. The best singer. You want to lead every song that the choir sing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to be, now you've taken that competitiveness to the church when the church was never a place of competition. God, Jesus said, let my Father's house, it is said that my Father's house should be a house of prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. We're supposed to come to church and pray and worship. Hallelujah. It ain't even supposed to be about us at all. It ain't supposed to be how good an elder can preach. Hallelujah. Or how good so-and-so can sing. Or how good anybody can do anything when it comes to the church. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't bring what we learned in the world in the church. He said we're supposed to be born again. We're supposed to have a new mindset. We're not supposed to just add Christianity to carnality. Hallelujah.
Right.
We've added Christianity to carnality.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's all I had to say about that. Go ahead, First Lady.
Amen. Amen. Like Esther was saying, like, you know, we have made the church a place of competition, you know, who can preach the best. You know, who can prophesy the best? You know, who has the right teaching? Who can dress the best? Amen. Hallelujah. This is we made the house of God about competition, showmanship. We made it. You know, we acting like the people of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a show for some. This is a show for some of the Christians. You know, amen, hallelujah. Like Elder was saying, it's more to God. It's more to God than just preaching, prophesying. Amen, hallelujah. It's more to God than that. Amen, hallelujah. But some of us, we stuck right there. We stuck on the gifts of God. We stuck on the gifts of God. Because some of us, our self-esteem is so low. You know, we finally out of a shield. We was rejected in the world. Nobody paid us no attention in the world. We was nothing in the world out of a shield. But we come over here to God, and we like, okay, oh, I am somebody. You know, you've been, he called some of us to preach it, some of us to prophesy, some of us to intercess. Amen, hallelujah, of a shield. But some of us, we didn't took our carnal mind and we didn't brought it into the church. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. And we have used the gift of God to make it about us. Amen, hallelujah, because I would have a shield, because we want to be seen, we want to be known, we want to show so-and-so, or we're going to show brother so-and-so, we're going to show sister so-and-so, that, you know, I'm somebody. Amen, hallelujah, I would a shield. That's what the world do. The world does that. The world is competing with each other. Who's the best singer? Who's the best actor? Amen, hallelujah. The world does those type of things. But yet we have taken what's going on in the world. We have brought it into the church, and we have made church a competition. Amen. Hallelujah. When this thing has never been about us, about what we can do. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, how good we can shout. Oh, how good we can preach. Oh, how good we can prophesy. This thing's supposed to be about God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. We're supposed to be glorifying God, but here we are. We glorify ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, it was okay. You know, when we was children, or we first got in, you know, of course, you know, we want to be so many different things, and we want to be these things so we can get out of a nice house, out of a nice car, so we can, you know, build a life for ourselves. It's cool when you was a baby and you was thinking like that, because as children, we think big, we dream big. We don't understand the purpose yet. Amen, hallelujah. But God has given you the purpose, you know, along the way, and showed you some stuff along the way of what this gift was for, what is this gift to use for. Amen, hallelujah. But you still acting like a child. We as Christian leaders are still acting like children. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And there's more to God than just the religious acts. It's more to God than just that. Amen, hallelujah. And if I want to turn your attention over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, this lets us know there is more to God than just that. It said, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy, amen, and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I'm nothing. And though I dispose all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt, and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity, amen, hallelujah. He's telling you that he brought you all the gifts of prophecy. He read it down. If you understand all the mysteries, even if you feed the poor, he said that means nothing if you don't have charity. Amen, hallelujah. And charity in the Greek means agape. You know, he's talking about that agape love. It means nothing if you don't love. If you're not loving your brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are not loving people as God has loved you, that means nothing to God. Nothing to God. Amen, hallelujah. He's letting you know that's more to me than just the gifts. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. Amen. Can I read the name first?
Mm-hmm.
In verse 4, he said, after he talks about the carnality and strife, he says, for while one says, I am Paul, and another says, I am of Apollo, are ye not carnal? Hallelujah. When Paul, and then he says, when then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. Hallelujah. What is he saying? A lot of us are going around saying, this is the best preacher. That's the best pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And we're either pumping our own heads up or we're pumping somebody else's head up to say that they're better. Hallelujah. Or we're putting them in the place of God. When Paul is saying, who, hallelujah, am I? That's what Paul said. Who am I and who is Apollos? Who am I? Hallelujah, amen. And who is Bishop Hayes? And who is Bishop Jakes? Hallelujah. Who are we? Amen. We are nothing but ministers who believe the word of God. Hallelujah, praise God. That's all we are. Hallelujah, amen. And guess what he said? He said it. He said, even as the Lord gave to every man. Hallelujah, amen. I always talk about the blind man when he saw men as trees, men standing over him. Hallelujah, towering above him. The men so high that when he looks up, he still sees men and he doesn't see God. Hallelujah, praise God, because he doesn't see men as being equal to him. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, we are all equal. Amen, praise God. But that's one thing we have to get, hallelujah, in our heads. Nobody's above nobody. Hallelujah, this is not, amen, a competition. Praise God, hallelujah. amen, that this amen, praise God, amen, is bigger than you. Hallelujah. This is what, amen, the man of God is saying in this scripture. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than Apollos. Hallelujah, amen. Even if me and Apollos got our issues going on, this ain't got nothing to do with this gospel. Hallelujah, amen. So who said that I'm of Apollos? If this is not carnal? Because you're putting man, hallelujah, in the place of God. You're looking at me as if I'm more than what I am. Hallelujah, much like we do with Paul today. Hallelujah, amen. We look at him as bigger as who, than who he was. Hallelujah, amen. He said himself, I am just a man.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm following the teachings of who? Jesus. That's why he said, anybody who does not follow the gospel that I preach, he's not saying his gospel. He's saying the gospel that he's preaching.
Mm-hmm.
So whose gospel is he preaching? He's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, according to him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. It's not about us. Hallelujah. I know you were raised to think that you have to be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. That you got to make a mark on this world.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That you got to put your brand. Hallelujah. In the earth, some form of way or fashion. Praise
mm-hmm.
God. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you that it was never about us. It was always about the glorification
mm-hmm.
of God,
mm-hmm.
the magnification of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Very few people are going to be, hallelujah, famous after death. And praise God. Hallelujah. We don't live for the worldly recognition. We live for, hallelujah, amen, the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We live for the kingdom. Hallelujah, amen. Not for the worldly recognition, not to get streets named after us. Hallelujah. And statues built of us. Hallelujah. And I can tell you, every person that had, Martin Luther King did not go out with the intention of having streets named after him. Hallelujah, praise God. Malcolm X did not, hallelujah, have the intention, amen, of having monuments built after him. Praise God, hallelujah. These people went out preaching the word that they believed God gave them, and their intention was simply to spread that word. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. That it's the goal should be, hallelujah, to deliver the word of God as God gave it to me. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Just going, you know, off of what Elder was saying, we went to verse 5, said, who then is Paul, who is Apollos? You know, like Elder was saying, this thing is not about us. You know, this thing is about God. It don't matter who ministry you follow. If that person got a big following, then you gonna go follow their ministry. Or this ain't about the anointed truth. This ain't about Kill Church. This ain't about Walk by Faith. This ain't about Bishop Jake's ministries or Joyce Myers or Joel Osteen. This is about God. Amen, hallelujah. This ain't about having a little church, a big church, you know. Amen, hallelujah. Like Elder was saying, recognition, getting your name established. Amen, hallelujah. This is about getting God's name established. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, and some of us, we done put ourselves in God's place, and we exalting ourselves. Amen, hallelujah. We done became like Lucifer. Taking the fame, taking all the glory for ourselves when the glory belongs to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So this not about us. This not about us. This is about we supposed to be coming together and we supposed to be furthering the agenda of God. But we are trying to further the agenda of our own selves, our own ministries, our own names. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. We are still in a carnal mindset. That's what we did when we was in the world. We were trying to establish a name for ourselves. We were trying to build a life for ourselves. You know, it was all about us when we was in the world. Amen, hallelujah. But once we came over to God, we learned that it's not about us. It's about God. It's about the life that he has set forth for us. It's about the mission he has sent us down here to establish. Amen. Hallelujah. But we didn't brought that worldly mentality over to the church, and we still making it about us. And, you know, God's here to tell you, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's about him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some of us, we still not over that low self-esteem that we came in church with. We still not over it. We still feeling low. We still feel like, oh, you know, I ain't nobody, but you somebody to God. You there's no need to keep trying to prove that, oh, I'm this high and mighty person, and, oh, I'm this and I'm that, when God has already approved, sent and approved you. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. He said, Adam Rashir, Adam Rashir. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. He said, I'm going to go to James chapter 4. Amen, hallelujah, bear with me. He said, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight war, yet you have not, because you ask not. Amen, hallelujah. It's like he said, these fights and these divisions and these that's going on in the church is coming from your lust, coming from wanting things your way. Amen, hallelujah. Coming from a lust of things that you want for yourself. It's coming out your own desire. That's why it's a fight in the church, because everybody wants their own way. Amen, hallelujah. And people want things done the way they want it to done to make themselves feel good. Whatever the case may be, it's about you. And that's why it's because it's fighting in the church. Because he's constantly making it about us. It's not about us. It's about God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. First, we're going to go to 2 Chronicles. And we all familiar with the verse. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles. Amen. Hallelujah. Bear with me. We ain't going to rush this thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Amen. If my people, that's what it say. If my people, the Christian folks, the pastors, the preachers, the deacons, the singers, the prophets, the priests, if my people, the Baptists, the Church of God in Christ, amen, hallelujah, if my people, who are called by my name, the Christian folks, amen, shall humble themselves, we have to get ourselves off the throne. We got to get our thoughts, our opinions, our theology off the throne. Amen, hallelujah. We'll humble themselves and pray. Amen, hallelujah. And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen, hallelujah. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, we have to humble ourselves. Amen, hallelujah. He said, you recognize that it is not about you. Change from your wicked ways. Change from your wicked ways. You got to change your mind. Amen, hallelujah. You got to change your mind that this thing is not about you. This is not about furthering your agenda. Amen, hallelujah. This is not about God fulfilling the plans that you had in mind. Amen, hallelujah. This is about God and about God furthering his own agenda. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Why we can't hear from God? Why we not hearing from God? Why we don't know what God is doing or trying to do? Because we have ourselves in the way. That's why we can't hear and comprehend what the Lord is doing or saying, because we got ourselves on the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But he said, you shall humble yourself and pray. Seek him. seek God. Put your attention back on God. Seek his will. Seek his way. Amen. Hallelujah. Then he will hear. Then you will hear from heaven, and he will be attentive to your prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. He will heal your land in any situation that you have going on, even with your family, even with your church, whatever situation you got on, he said, I will heal it. If you open yourself and seek me, amen, hallelujah, I will heal your land. Amen. He said, if you go back to the text, if I shut up the heavens, there would be no rain. Yeah. If I send pestilence among my people, whatever is sheer, I'm the reason why it's a drought of your land. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm the reason why your crop, whatever is sheep, yaha, is ain't enough. Whatever is sheep, yaha. Whatever is sheep, yaha. I have called you to a call to effort, a call to repentance. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your land will not be healed until you humble yourself and you seek his face. Amen. Hallelujah. You've been blaming the devil, but it is God who has brought up your crop. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Everything is about, it goes back to everything being, hallelujah, about God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. When I look at a scripture in Luke chapter 7. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 9, I'm sorry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I'm sorry. One second. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You go ahead. I got to find it again.
Amen. Amen. Yes. This thing is about God. This is not about us. You know, we have to grow up. We have to grow up now. You know, it's a when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I reasoned as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Amen, hallelujah. Us as Christians, we have to grow up so we can be able to lead the little baby that's in Christ. But see, we can't lead the little babies, the little followers that's in Christ, if we acting like children ourselves, and we're supposed to be the adults in the church. Amen, hallelujah. We have many leaders. You know, people said in a leadership position, but we still acting like though we are kids. Amen, hallelujah. That's why some are leaving the church. Amen. I'm not saying that's the reason for all, because some of them just want their own way and refuse to change their mind. But you have some people who actually seeking after God, who desire a relationship with God, who desire to see an example of what God is and what and how to act God out, but they can't get it because we acting like kids. Amen, hallelujah. When they see us acting like the world, what they going to do? They going to go out there and they going to act like the world too. Amen. They going to say, it ain't no different than the church. I might as well go back out here to the world. Amen, hallelujah. It's just like with parents, you know, you can't expect your child to act and talk a certain way if you're not setting that example for them. Amen, hallelujah. That goes the same around across the board in the church as us being leaders in the church. You can't expect your congregation to act a certain way when you're not even doing it yourself. You're not even being an example. Amen, hallelujah. We in the church, we're supposed to be leaders, but we got our deacon and deaconesses. We got them. We're talking about the sheep that's coming in. Oh, look what she got on. Oh, she too ghetto. Oh, look at him. I know he ain't walked himself in the church. Ain't this what the church for? God has called to ask for the sinners. Amen. To answer a call to repentance. He ain't come to the people, the healthy folks. He came for the sick folks. He came for the prostitute. He came for that drug dealer. He came for the fornicator. He came for that adulterer. He came for that thief. Amen. Hallelujah. That's who he came for. But yeah, you we in the church talking about them when we're supposed to be helping them. We're supposed to be teaching them. We're supposed to be reminding them and letting them know and informing them of the grace that God has for them. Amen, hallelujah. We're supposed to be informing them of the forgiveness that God has for them, but yet we're talking about them. We're murmuring about them. hallelujah, the Mashiach. Glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah. We are doing it. We acting like children. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. As I was saying, this thing is more about just operating in the gifts. You know, we're supposed to be, like I said, he gave commandments. And he summed it all up with just these two. Love God with all your heart. Love God with all your mind and your soul. And love your brother as he has loved you. Amen, hallelujah. With those two commandments, you fulfill the will of God. Amen, hallelujah. But it was a sheep, your heart. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. That's why I say, it'll be processed. You can process up. You can understand all mysteries. You can feed the poor. You can use your gifts and do great things with it. But it means nothing if you don't love. You're not loving like Christ has loved you. Amen, hallelujah. See, we as people, we might see the outside. You know, you might can fool people. You can't fool God. But we look at the outside. We say, oh, look at that holy person. Oh, look at that righteous person. Oh, they love God. But see, God sees the heart. Amen, hallelujah. God knows who you are. And even when you hide it, even when other people around you don't know it, God knows. God knows. You know, you can't hide from God. Amen, hallelujah. God's commandment for us to love each other. Amen, hallelujah. Not compete with each other. Not just be arguing and bickering over each other. We're supposed to be loving each other. No, we're not supposed to just love when it feels right to us or we feel like they deserve love. We didn't deserve love from the beginning. We're not supposed to be walking this earth. This earth shouldn't even exist. We shouldn't even exist. We don't deserve anything. We don't deserve nothing. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. But God deserves everything. So who am I? Who are we as a church to judge if somebody deserves love or not? Amen. Or somebody deserves help or not. Amen. Hallelujah. Who are we? Amen. Hallelujah. To judge someone else. Amen. Hallelujah. We ourselves wasn't worthy. Amen. Hallelujah. The only reason we are worthy right now is because of the blood of Jesus. It's nothing that we have done. It's nothing that we have done. Oh, I'm in church now. I'm preaching. I'm prophesying. Oh, you know, I'm worthy. Amen. It's nothing. It's nothing because of none of that. Amen, man, hallelujah. God don't bless you just because, oh, you preaching this, that, and another. We're not worthy. It's nothing that we do that has made us worthy. It's just because God is so good, and it's because what he done, he sent his son to do for us on the cross. It's simply just believing that makes us worthy. Amen, hallelujah. But see, some of us, we take that, some of us Christians, we take that with a grain of salt, just a belief in Jesus. They don't think that's enough. That's enough. That's what God called us to believe on what his son has done. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to jump back just a little bit, praise God, to the comfort, the competition. Hallelujah, amen. That's good. The competition that goes on. Hallelujah, in the church. And Jesus addressed this in Mark chapter 9, also in Luke chapter 9, but I'm going to read Mark chapter 9 first. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 9, verse 35, he said, and he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, if any man desire to be first, hallelujah, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. Praise God, hallelujah. What is he saying? He's saying, praise God, if you, amen, I've gathered you 12 together, hallelujah, if you are here because you want to be a boss, or because you want to run something, or because you want to be in charge, or you want fame, hallelujah, amen, or you want fortune, praise God, you are in it for the wrong reasons. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, so he took a child. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, let me tell you the significance of him taking a child. Hallelujah. A child in this time had no rights whatsoever. Hallelujah. Praise God. A child at this time, You could kill a child if he wasn't of age. Hallelujah. If a child acted, if he had feminine ways, and you thought he was going to be gay, you could throw him to the crocodiles.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's how insignificant a child was. A child was so insignificant that when it came time for Jesus to feed the 5,000, even though the blessing, hallelujah, that fed the 5,000 came from the basket of the hands of a child, that child was not counted. Hallelujah. That's how insignificant the child was. Even though the blessing came from him, he was not counted. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is a numberless person, a countless person. And Jesus took this countless individual, put him in the midst meaning the middle. Hallelujah. So they're in a circle. He puts the little boy, the little child, in the middle of them and says, hallelujah, the Bible says, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, hallelujah, receiveth me. And whosoever, hallelujah, shall receiveth me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me. Hallelujah, praise God. What is he saying? First of all, I got to break it down. Y'all know I do. Whosoever, hallelujah, amen. That means whosoever. Praise God, amen. Black, white, purple, brown, green, hallelujah, rich, poor. It doesn't matter the denomination, what church you go to. Whosoever, hallelujah, amen, shall receive one such children in my name, a nobody. Hallelujah. If you're able to go, hallelujah, and minister, hallelujah, to the people, the nameless people, the countless people, hallelujah, in my name. Hallelujah. The people that mean nothing in my name. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, when you take you out the equation, hallelujah, amen, you don't associate with people like that. Hallelujah, nameless people. That ain't your type of people. That ain't your type of crowd. Hallelujah, amen. So you wouldn't. So he took you out of the equation to start it off. Hallelujah. To start it off, he said, it's not about your desires. Hallelujah, praise God. If you desire to be first, you shall be made last. So he's telling you, first off, you got to put what you want to the side. Hallelujah. Then he tells you, second of all, hallelujah, you got to receive it in my name. It's about my will. Hallelujah, amen. When you do it, when you try to do it for yourself, you're not going to do it because it's not your will. You don't hang around with people like that. You really care less. Hallelujah, amen. To be honest, you really care less. But when you put Jesus in the equation, if you receive him in my name, hallelujah, praise God. And then he lets you know that it's not about me either. It's not about Jesus the man either. Hallelujah, amen. It's not even about Jesus the Son. Hallelujah, praise God. He says, whoever shall receive me, hallelujah, don't receive me. Hallelujah, praise God. That's what you have to understand. Whoever receives me, whoever receives the other prevost, ain't receiving the other prevost. He's receiving the one who sent me. Hallelujah, praise God. He's receiving the word of God. He's receiving God. Hallelujah, praise God. And it's almost like, hallelujah, it's almost like Jesus said this and the disciples, John, hallelujah, being one of the boss, I call him one of the boss disciples. He ended up writing the book of Revelations, hallelujah, and the book of John, hallelujah. He's the one that called Jesus the Word, hallelujah, amen. And John, in verse 38, answered him saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us, and we forbid him. Hallelujah, because he followed not us. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. It's almost like John didn't hear what Jesus just said. Hallelujah, praise God. Jesus just got through saying whosoever, meaning it's not bound just to the members of this group. Hallelujah. Whosoever, praise God, is not just bound to the members of this group, first of all. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he said, amen, praise God. We forbid him because he followed not us. Jesus just got through telling them, you're not even following me. You're following the one that sent me. Praise God. But you, watch this, watch this. They didn't get mad at the man because the man wasn't following Jesus. Read it again. He said, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. And he followed not us. And we forbade him because he followed not us. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. He wasn't following the disciple. He wasn't following John. He was casting demons out in the name of Jesus, but because you're not a member of my church, hallelujah, amen, because you're not under my leadership, hallelujah, praise God, because you're not following me, I'm going to forbid you not to prophesy. Hallelujah. I'm going to forbid you not to lay on hands. Hallelujah, praise God, not because you're not following Jesus, hallelujah, but because you're not following me. Hallelujah, praise God. And Jesus told him, hallelujah, forbid him not. For there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. Hallelujah. For he is not against us, it's on our part. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. He says, forbid him not. Don't go around telling people not to preach the name of Jesus. Don't go around telling people not to cast demons out in the name of Jesus. Don't go around telling people not to heal people. How do you sound, first of all, as a Christian? Following Jesus, hallelujah, you one of the 12 that actually follow Jesus, hallelujah, amen. You one of the ones that's actually considered to be, to hear Jesus clearly. Hallelujah, amen. And you wandering around here forbidding people to preach the gospel because they're not following you. Praise God. And Jesus took you out the equation again and said, hallelujah, there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name. Hallelujah. See, you still think this is all about you. Hallelujah. This isn't about you. Jesus is saying this is about me. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. And he says, for that is not against us. If they not fighting against you, leave them people alone. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. If they preaching what if they laying if now on hands in the name of Jesus, ain't that what you doing? If you telling them to trust God and they telling people to trust God, hallelujah, what you mad for? Because they not following you. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to read this last, the verse 41, say, for whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, hallelujah, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto thee, he shall not lose, hallelujah, his reward. Praise God, hallelujah. Give you a cup of water in my name, not because I'm Elder Prevost, but because I'm a child of God, because I'm preaching the gospel, hallelujah, because I'm following Jesus, hallelujah, amen, because it's not about me, because if you give me something because I'm who I am, that's because I've made it about me, hallelujah, praise God. But if I make it about Jesus, then when you give me something, you're giving me something because of Jesus, not because of who I am, meaning you can interchange me. Hallelujah. It's like I'm the president. It's a different president every year, every 4 years or every 8 years. Hallelujah. Amen. But you treat that president as if he's the same. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm interchangeable. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, if I'm pastoring the church and I decide I'm going to step down and somebody else steps up and you leave the church, that means you wasn't at the church for Jesus. You was at the church for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. That person should be interchangeable. It doesn't matter who the word of God is coming from as long as it's the word of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. You can go ahead, praise God.
Amen, amen. So you said, we're going to keep on saying this. You know, this thing ain't about us. It's about God. And, you know, it don't matter, it's not about who got the best church or or whatever. You know, nobody is better than nobody. You know, no church is better than no church, you know, because we all supposed to be coming together and we're supposed to be representing God. This is not about, you know, reputational, who's the greatest. This has nothing to do with us. Amen, hallelujah. All to do with God. It's not about who got the greatest gift of all, you know, who can prophesy the best. You know, God is using all those gifts to further his agenda. Like the Bible, you know, states, you know, we are all one body. Amen, hallelujah. You got somebody acting as the hand. You got somebody acting as the feet. You got somebody acting as the arms. Somebody acting as the toes. Somebody acting as the toenails. Even the toenails and the fingernails are important. Amen, hallelujah. We're supposed to be operating under one, and one. We are all one body. Amen, hallelujah. Romans 12 says it like this: be not conformed to the image. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. Amen, hallelujah. We're not supposed to be conformed to the image of this world. We're not supposed to be looking like the world, talking like the world, acting like the world. You know, we're supposed to be acting like God. Amen, hallelujah. And Jesus is that very representation, and he is a perfect example of what we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to be operating in the kingdom. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. And it goes on to say, skipping down to verse 4, it says, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, every one member of one another, having then gifts different according to grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to whether teaching, you know, all the different gifts, you know, it's all used to work together to further the agenda of God. We are supposed to be one body. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. So we gotta cut out with the, you know, divide the division amongst each other. Cut out all the confusion amongst each other. Stop letting the enemy creep in and cause us to be divided. You know, a house divided cannot stand. Are we constantly divided against each other? How are we supposed to be standing? How are we supposed to able to stand against what the enemy is trying to do to the church? And we constantly divided against views and the lot of theology and all this other crap against popularity. And we have all this. How are we supposed to stand against as a whole, as a body, against what the enemy is trying to do? Amen, hallelujah. If we are divided, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. You know, we're supposed to be operating under one faith, one God. Hey, the same God, of the same spirit. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So this is what we came to bring out. You know, we have to come together as one body. You know, ain't nobody, you know, we might look at brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so and one, she ain't preaching this and that. You don't know what God called that person to do. Amen, hallelujah. You might look at them as not being a benefit to the kingdom of God. They are more than a benefit to the kingdom. They might not be doing what you're doing, you know. They might not be called to prophesy. They might not be called to intercede, but God has them called to do something, and it's just as much as a benefit to the kingdom, just as much as what you're doing is a benefit to the kingdom. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. So we can't even judge. We can't even judge that. Only God is the ultimate judge of what's going on in the body of Christ. Our job is to do what God told us to do, and it will hearken to what he told us to do, and not worry about what sister so and brother so-and-so is called to. You know, we have to worry about what God has called us to do. Amen, hallelujah, because if God used a donkey, God can use anybody. He used Rahab, a prostitute.
The harlot.
He used her. Amen, yeah. Hallelujah. If he can use her, you know, God used a lot of people. you know, that people didn't, at that time didn't feel like they was worthy enough to be used by God. You know, you it's not for us to determine who God has sent, who God has called. That's not up to the debate. You know, amen, hallelujah. That's God's job. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You know, you know, if God sent us with a word, our job is just to plant that word. Amen, hallelujah. God is going to do the rest. You know, if we go back to 1 Corinthians and chapter 3, you go down to verse, if you go down to verse 7, it says, so then neither is he that, it says, first go back up and say, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God giveth the increase. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, one is sowing, one is planting. But God, it's God's job to do the watering. It's God's job to give the increase. It's not for us to go make it happen or force somebody to hear you or force somebody to do something. That's God's job. If he sent you to sow, you sow. If he sent you to plant, you plant. But let God do the rest. Amen. Hallelujah. It's God's job to prosper it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's God's job to water it. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, some of us, we're taking what God has given us to do, and we're trying to water it too. We're trying to water, plant, sow, dig. He only sent you to plant. He only sent you to sow. But you're trying to do the whole thing, and he only sent you to do that one thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So everybody plays a part in the kingdom and in the body. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you want your own way, or if you expect the things to go the way you expect them to go, you in the wrong place. Amen. Hallelujah. You in the wrong place if you think this is about you and about furthering your agenda. You in the wrong place. Amen, hallelujah, because we as Christians, we here, we stand for God and God only. None of ourselves but of God. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. And we can get our mind back on God. God will be able to reveal more and more and more to us. You know, like he said, it's more to him than just the gifts of God. He got more. We just seeking after the gifts of God. And the benefits of God, but it's more to God than just that. It's more to God than just that. Just receiving the office in the kingdom, just receiving houses, cars, money. It's more to God than that. It's really more to God than that. He so desires to reveal himself more to us, but we have to get our focus back on him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. In verse 9 he says, well, in verse 8 he says, for he that planteth and he that watereth are one. Hallelujah. And every man shall receive his own rewards according to his own labor. Hallelujah. What is he saying? When he says they are one, he's not saying they're the same person. He's saying they're working it together to both accomplish the same goal. The same goal. And he said, amen, and he that every man shall receive his own reward, according to his own labor. He said, every man gets paid for the job that he does. It's your job. Hallelujah, amen. You don't get paid to do, if you drive trucks and you just a truck driver, hallelujah, amen. You don't load and unload, amen. You just get paid to drive, hallelujah. So you're not gonna get nothing extra for loading up your own load when you don't get paid to load and unload anyway, hallelujah. Like in my job, if I hire you to be a cashier, hallelujah, and the cashier gets paid $8 an hour, and you decide, well, I'm gonna go back there and cook some chicken today, and you go back there on your own recording this and decide, hey, I'm gonna do this person's job today. Although this person gets paid $9 an hour, but you're not going to get paid $9 an hour because that's not your job. Hallelujah, that's not what you were supposed to do. You're trying to receive other people's rewards. Hallelujah, amen, for jobs that God has not has told you to do. Verse 9 says, for we all laborers together with God. We are God's husbandry, and we are God's building. Hallelujah, we are all laborers together. And while First Lady was speaking, the Lord was saying, this is not just a principle to apply within the church. In other words, don't just, when I go to church, I'm not going to be competitive. When I go to church, I understand that it's about God. When I go to church, hallelujah, praise God. But when I go to work, I'm ambitious. I'm cutthroat. I'll throw you under the bus. Hallelujah, praise God. Where it's the same, it's basically the same principle. Hallelujah, because I work for KFC, right? So everything I do is supposed to benefit the company KFC. It's not necessarily supposed to benefit me. It's supposed to benefit the company because that's who I work for. It's all around the board. I'm not supposed to, hallelujah, have my own agenda. Praise God, hallelujah. This is the way the Lord wants us to live our lives, not just in church. That's why he said that the time has come and has commenced, where the Father seeks those that worship him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. Not just when you come to church and the spirit is moving and everybody getting slayed in the spirit and the song is real good and the pastor is preaching real fiery. Hallelujah, amen. But when you leave out the church, hallelujah, when the true you comes out, hallelujah, amen. Not just when you in the spirit, not just, hallelujah, when the anointing is flowing, but when you at work, when you're in traffic. Hallelujah, amen. When you're sitting at home right now with your significant other and your family, while all this is going on, can you worship him now? Hallelujah, praise God. Can you worship him at work when people hating on you, or do you hate on them back so you can get that position, so you can knock them on out the way, or do you let God do what he do? Hallelujah, and be God all by himself, or is that just for church? Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, is that just for church? Hallelujah, amen. And I just want to read what the beginning of verse 10 says. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, hallelujah, I have laid the foundation and buildeth thereon. Hallelujah, but let every man take heed to how he buildeth thereupon. Hallelujah, amen. For a foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, amen. He says, amen, lay the foundation in Christ. It's all got to be built on Christ. Hallelujah. And he said, as a master builder, the most important, he knows as a master builder, the most important thing about a building, because he was just talking about we're God's building, the most important thing about a building, about any structure, is its foundation. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, I lay the foundation first, then I build. Hallelujah. I laid my foundation on Jesus Christ, then I built it. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us, amen, the Lord says, a lot of people out there, when you found out you was called, hallelujah, if you was called, that's the way the Lord said, when you found out you was called, if you was called, the first thing you did was try to pick out a name for the ministry. Amen. Pick out robes, what kind of rings you were going to wear, and all these insignificant things that have nothing. You built it on appearance. You built it on becoming somebody, on having some kind of power and some kind of authority in the world and with man, when God, amen, was trying to give you authority in the spirit. Hallelujah. Therefore, you took on a form, what Paul would call a form of godliness. Hallelujah. Amen. Denying the power thereof. It was more important to look the part than to actually be the part. Hallelujah. Praise God. You built it on what the name was going to be, Elder Prevost Ministries. Hallelujah. Amen. What colors we going to have? Purple and gold. Hallelujah. Amen. What kind of roles we going to have? What kind of positions? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Where we going to build a church at? All this other stuff. But instead of secluding yourself, what's the first thing Jesus did? Hallelujah. Once he was ordained. Hallelujah. When he was pointed out and said, there goes, hallelujah, the Lamb of God that has come to take away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. There go the preacher I've been talking about right there. And he baptized him, and God said, this is my son who I'm well pleased. The first thing Jesus did, he didn't go out there preaching. Hallelujah. The Bible says the first thing he did was he allowed the Spirit to lead him into the wilderness, into a place of seclusion where it was just him and God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It was just him and God. So everything he learned in them 40 days was all about God. So the foundation of his ministry, hallelujah, the first thing he did was start his foundation on God, just him and God. It wasn't nobody there to interfere. Hallelujah, to say, no, Jesus, we should do it like this. Hallelujah, Jesus, we should do it like that. Hallelujah, hey, Jesus, I think we should go over here. Hey, Jesus, this. No, he secluded himself. Hallelujah, amen. Being led of the Spirit. Some of us don't, we don't listen to the Spirit. We don't let the Spirit, because the Spirit is guiding us to the wilderness, and we like, I ain't finna go to no wilderness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we don't go to the wilderness. We go to our homeboys, our friends, our families, our parents, and we got all the wrong foundational things coming into our ears. Hallelujah. Amen. And the first thing Jesus did was build his ministry on the foundation on the Word of God. Not on the, watch this, not even on the foundation on the Word of John. Hallelujah. He could have stayed and listened to John preach and go off of what John was saying. But the remarkable thing about it, the Bible says when he came out of the wilderness, he came out preaching the same thing John was preaching, and that was repentance. Hallelujah. 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 Why? Because God, amen, brings everything full circle. Hallelujah, amen. It's going to be about repentance, because that's what it's built on. It's built on a closer relationship with God, changing your mind about who God is. Hallelujah, praise God, and your relationship with God, and changing your mind about who you are in relationship to God. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's saying, amen, praise God. Your foundation need to be laid with Christ. Hallelujah, amen. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to put ourselves, hallelujah, out of the equation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to exit ourselves out of the equation. It's not about us. It's about God. Because when we make it about God, hallelujah, amen. When we make it about Jesus, hallelujah, amen, praise God, and you move yourself out the way, hallelujah. You ever notice, amen, I'm getting ready to close, but let me just say this. You ever notice you had to do something and you didn't want to do it, but then God told you to do it? Or you thought that would be the holy thing to do. Hallelujah, amen. That would be the right thing to do, the righteous thing to do. Hallelujah. It's something you didn't want to do. Within you, you like, I don't want to help that person. I don't want to, hallelujah, whatever the case may be, I don't want to say I'm sorry. I don't want to apologize. But when it comes to the word, and it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That word seek means to look for it. Hallelujah. He didn't say to do it. He said to look for it. See, a lot of we try to be righteous and don't know what righteous is. Hallelujah. He said you got to look for it. Hallelujah, amen. And when you look for it, amen, because you're feeling, well, I don't want to apologize, but when you look for what is righteous in this situation, to be righteous is to say, hey, I apologize. Praise God. That would be the righteous thing to do. And even though you don't feel like, hey, man, you were in the wrong, you go do it anyway because the word of God told you to do it. See, when your foundation is on the word, hallelujah, amen, it takes the responsibility off of how you feel. Hallelujah, amen. It's the right, as a lot of people don't, A lot of people say, well, it didn't come from the heart. Hallelujah. It didn't come from his, it was the right thing to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. When the Bible talks about the heart, it's really talking about the mind. The change took place in their mind. No matter how they felt about it, the change took place in their mind. It's about time we stop looking at stuff the wrong way when it's all about changing their mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Not about the way they feel, but changing their mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Changing your mind despite the way I feel. I'm going to do the right thing. That's called a sacrifice. Hallelujah. Despite how I feel. Hallelujah. You steady trying to change the way people feel. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And people don't. So in other words, you're trying to get people to operate out of their feelings. Hallelujah. When God is trying to get us to operate out of our minds, because he said we have to change our mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Because fire is hot. It's always going to feel hot. Praise God. The feeling of fire is never going to change. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when you change your mind about what you use the fire for, hallelujah, when you use it for heating, you use it for cooking instead of using it to burn somebody's house down or set somebody on fire. Hallelujah. It's all about changing your mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And it's time we change our mind about church being a platform to further your agenda, to show your mama that you somebody. Hallelujah. Show your ex-husband or your ex-wife that I'm somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. So, amen. It's not about that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. I just want to touch on this one thing. You know, most of us, you know, we missing God. You know, some of us, we wondering, you know, where is God? You know, when am I going to get up out this situation? You know, when he's going to bless me with the house, that car, whatever the case may be. You know, we so consumed with ourselves that we can't even see when God is actually working in our lives. Like he said, like God knows when to bless us, how to bless us. You know, he knows the plans that he has for each one of our lives. You know, and we can so be so consumed with ourselves that we miss God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because God be working in our lives in ways, you know, we can't see because we so focused on what we want. We so focused on our desires. Amen. Hallelujah. That we can't see God because, you know, our desires are wrong. We desiring the lust of our own flesh instead of desiring God. See, when you seek first God, amen, hallelujah. When you seek God first, then when you see what the Lord is doing and how he's operating, amen, hallelujah. But when you focus on yourself and everything is about you, you can't see God. Amen, hallelujah. Like the Bible said, the pure in heart seek God. Amen. Hallelujah. But if your heart is not pure, if your heart is not solely upon furthering the agenda of God, you can't see him operating. Mm-hmm. You can't see him moving. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, you might be in a situation where you feel like, like it might seem like a down situation for you. But God is probably using you, putting you in that situation to help someone else. But see, you can't see that when you consume with yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you don't know that the situation that God has you in is a blessing in disguise for you. He said, "You first exalt me, I would pull you up. I would exalt you. You won't even have to do it. I would do that for you. But your agenda has to be my agenda," says the Lord. It can't be about you. If it's about you, I'm not exalting you. The only way I'm going to exalt you and further you and make a name for you is if you making a name for me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Jesus even said right before everything went down, he said, "Father, the time has come for you to glorify me so that I can glorify you." Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever way God prosper you, In the flesh or material wise or in the whatever position he may give you, it's all for his glory. from the smallest to the largest, hallelujah. From being a janitor, a garbage collector, amen, to being the president, whatever kind of position God has given you, understand the importance of it to God. You may not know what it is or why. It might just be for you to be there to talk to a person, hallelujah, amen, or give a word to somebody, hallelujah, praise God. And it might be more important than you ever thought it was, because to God, he said, if you receive a little child, somebody who means nothing, somebody that's insignificant, hallelujah, amen, the Bible says that you will be greatest in the kingdom. Everybody seeking greatness down here, understand that greatness, hallelujah, amen, won't be in the afterlife. He says you're going to get your reward now, because that's what you wanted. You want it now. Hallelujah. So you're going to get your reward now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we get ready to close today, praise God, know, hallelujah, amen, and we're gonna be back online in the morning, praise God, give y'all a little bit more, hallelujah. But no, praise God, amen, take the competition out of the church. It's not a competition. Hallelujah, amen. It's not rapping, praise God. It's not acting. It's not those professions. It's not boxing. Boxing, you call people out, y'all get in the ring, you praise God. This is not, hallelujah, you shouldn't be talking about the other pastor's style or, hallelujah, amen, the way he delivers a word. I ain't like it, hallelujah. I don't like the way the choir sing. I don't like the way they usher. I don't like, hallelujah, it's not about what you like. It's about God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, praise God. It's about God. It's not a religion is not a competitive sport. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on this morning, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. We thank you for the word that you have given us, Lord. May it resonate in our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls, Lord. And bless us, Lord, as we continue on our walk and our journey with you, Lord. Hallelujah, and bless those that have heard the word. Hallelujah, let us be like the man who planted his house, hallelujah, amen, on the rock, that dug down to the rock. Let us not be like the one who did not build it on a solid foundation. And then with all things, let our foundation be you. Hallelujah, the word of God. And Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, amen, and amen. Praise God. Before we get offline this morning, hallelujah, we want to open up the line, amen, for anybody who might have a testimony or a prayer request. So if anybody has a testimony or a prayer request on this morning, the phone lines are now open. Amen, feel free. Praise God. Will there be one on this morning?
No, Pastor, I'm going to say thank you for the message. Thank you, First Lady, for the message. It was a blessing. I didn't expect this on a Monday morning, but, you know, thank you. I thank the Lord for you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Darrell. Praise God. Blessing to hear you on a Monday morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another one out there on this morning? Praise God. Amen. Well, we just thank God for each and every person who called in on this morning. We thank God for Brother Darrell on this morning. Hallelujah. Anybody who tuned in out there on Facebook Live, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. And we will be back online tomorrow morning. Praise God. Hallelujah.
No, praise
amen.
God.
So we just thank God for everything that he is doing in the ministry and everything he is doing with each and every one of us and each and every one of our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead and pray us out with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on this morning. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your word. Hallelujah. Help us to see, hallelujah, that we are not in competition, Lord. Hallelujah, that it's not even about winning a race. It's about enduring until the end. Hallelujah. It's about preaching your word. It's about doing right. Hallelujah. Not getting weary. Hallelujah. And not fainting. And Lord, we thank you on this morning for being with us. Hallelujah. For carrying us when we get weak. Hallelujah, for giving us strength. Hallelujah, when we are not strong. And Lord, we thank you on this morning. Hallelujah, that in our weakness, you are made strong. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, we ask that as we leave this place, but never from your presence. Hallelujah. Amen. That the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us, that we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers throughout the day. Hallelujah. And watch what God can manifest in your life. Everybody have a blessed day. We'll see y'all next time on Anointed Truth of Christ, Worldwide and Uncensored.
Beware of Pharisees' bread. And then he said, don't let them get in your head. Then he told me, just remember what the word said.
What it
say?
Oh, what it say?
Never seen the righteous but they can.
All they see is that the big of bread.
But this'll probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote.
Yeah.
Instead of laughing, he like it's a joke.
Huh?
Low key, jump and fly, why you shaking for? I'ma take it slow so you can understand.
Uh-huh.
You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You're telling me life for real, like you seen a plan. Sometimes I think you the one high, you need to land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Thought it slow, no, no, only truth is the man.
No, yeah.
I don't do it my way, I do it God's
way.
Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child's
play.
I'm sticking to the plan, I won't deviate.
Nah.
I just want to be successful,
I'm on my tray.
Beware of the Pharisees, put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. They ain't community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Stay on that battle field, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, still my situation shifted. The whole plan going sideways, you're drifting. If I ever lift him, he will lift me. I'm a light on a hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in the team mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers, that's what they call me. No devil's right, I'm a loser, no, this is how I'm
right.
Beware of the Pharisees, pray.
Righteous forsaken.
All they see is has a bed for bread.